So, using the same procedure, when the child began to be 6 or 7, many times he would have been scared by thunder, lightning, and loud noises. He would have heard the parents, you know, talk about the thunder and storm and everything that comes with it, dangerous it is. And he may have heard about the thunder, talked about as if it's a being, because many elders believe that thunder is a bird. That's what they call it, thunderbird. Because they don't know. They have to make it into a physical being before they could satisfy their mind. So, from the time immemorial, our ancestors have said there is a thunderbird which come to exist and disappear, materialize and dematerialize. So that's the closest explanation they can have about the thunder. So the boy or the girl will have heard about the story about thunderbird and wondered and imagined what the bird may look like. How big would he be? Is it see yelling what he hear? What about the a rumble that goes out? What is it? Is it the sound of his wings, or does he yell like that? And when you hear the crashing sound of the sky and black cloud, and does he scream? Well, this is what the young kid are thinking about. They have imagined this beast, the flying beast that is up there somewhere. And then they dream. And in their dream, they do whatever form and the shape they have in their mind, the fearsome thing. That's what they dream. So when they dream the stuff, naturally sure they wake up screaming. And then when they do that, there's always an elder that's beside and grab the child and says, what's the matter? What happened? What happened? And then the child says, I dreamed the thunderbird and everything. They will be shaking and crying. And then the elder will know right away, there is that opportunity. And then they will try to calm the child and say, no, that's all right. Thunderbird is not going to come here. Thunderbird will stay up there. And you must not be afraid. You must try to dream again. Try to talk to the Thunderbird. See if he can make friends. So the child is instructed to dream again. To wish to dream this Thunderbird. Regardless whether he still, whether he wants to or not. So in his dream, this guy will come. Sometimes he has to be told to go steep away from camp, the little guy. Maybe now by now he's 7, then he's able to sleep away from his mother and father. Then he can sleep outside sometimes. So they encourage the boy to go out, away from the camp, maybe as far as seeing distance, in the bush, and spend a night there by himself. And try to dream about this fearsome thing. Thunder. Years late in summer. So he goes out there and sleep. Most of the time he doesn't sleep, he's just half asleep. Then he will have that dream. Soon as he dreamed the thunder, he would wake up. He knows it's a dream. He goes back to sleep as instructed. To wish to dream the same thing, but this time do not run away. Stay in there and contact the thunderbird. So it takes years. It takes sometimes 10 years or maybe even 10 years at the most, before the young person can actually form the thunder into a being. Usually it's a bird. So they usually describe this thunderbird as in the shape of an eagle. There's two kinds of eagles. There's a bald eagle, there's a golden eagle. They usually they associated with the golden eagle. So once they have this in their dream, this thunderbird, now they begin to dream in many other ways. Until they reach up there in the sky with somehow with the tree, whatever, they manage to go up there in the sky in their dream and they meet this thunderbird. And those who can communicate with thunderbird, even able to fly with him on his back or beside him in their dream, they have found a thunderbird to be just a powerful friend. So they grew up with it, and they have more dream, did they have this Thunderbird to have as a friend. That's how the most powerful dream there is.